The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Put your phone in your lap. I think you're going to hear some great stuff today. Today is the 6th of February, 2020. Did you know the other day when it was the 2nd, you could write 2-0-2-0-2-20 and just turn it around and you've okay, you knew that already.
Yeah.
I'm here with Trish Clark,
good
of course.
Good morning, because it's Thursday.
Yeah, and Ashley's at the helm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
And it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hello.
47 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 68 with a low this evening of 41. Sunny on Friday with a high of 68 and a low of 40. And on Saturday, high of 60 and a low of 41. Sun shining right through Sunday and Monday of next week. High in 60 and low 40 on Saturday, and 64 and low 40 on Monday. So no rain in sight. Looking for sunshine right down the line for the next week or so is for sure. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, Chuck's going to be in today. He's got a gentleman he's bringing in. They're getting ready to make a trip to Nepal and to get involved in fighting the sex trafficking that's going on there. Yeah, so it should be an interesting. Hey, two things. I'm sure you want to say something about the mayor of Anderson.
I do, and I, you know, Norma Komnik, many of you know and have known for so many years. Norma was on the city council in Anderson for 21 years. Part of the community forever, had a big insurance company, always been involved, and she's been ill for some time. She passed away 2 days ago. All of our sympathy goes out to her family and friends, and she's going to be missed.
Well, Norma, you would come in here and bring us cookies at Christmas.
Yeah.
And, well, somebody else passed also yesterday. It was Kirk Douglas, 103 years old, passed last night. I could only think that probably Kirk was looking for somebody to, you know, talk to. So he and Norma.
There you go.
Yeah, 103 years old, an icon of the old movie system.
One of the good guys.
Oscar winner. His, you know, of course, his son Michael Douglas is also an Academy Award winner. He was, as he called himself, a Jewish ragman's son, or the son of a Jewish ragman, and from Russia, and then became such a success. And speaking of successes, we have in with us today Scott Seaton, who is the conductor of the North State Symphony. Is that right?
That's correct. Nice segue, Carl.
I'd like that. Okay, now you have something coming on it, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. at the Cascade.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Talk to us about that.
This is such a big concert this weekend, and it's a really important one that we do every year because this is the one where we have a lot of the area youth get involved in the North State Symphony. We have a side-by-side in this concert with both youth orchestras in Chico and Reading, which means they actually, the young musicians come on stage and they play right alongside the musicians of the North State Symphony. And this is an experience I had never had when I was a kid. So this is just very valuable. It gives them, you know, just this extra boost of music exposure for their early lives. And we also feature a young artist winner on this concert. This means that last year we had high school and college students from all over the North States audition for a chance to perform with the symphony during one of our concerts. And we have a young pianist, Oliver Moore, who is in college now, but last year he was in high school. So he flew back from Kansas, and he's here with us this week. And one of the things I'm most excited about in this program is our biggest piece on the concert is a piece by Saint-Saëns. It's called his Organ Symphony. And any symphony that you have an organ It's similar to when Tchaikovsky used a cannon in his symphony.
Oh, yeah.
it's going to be huge, and you know, people may wonder who have been in the Cascade. Well, there's actually no organ in the Cascade Theater, but we have a very
a small problem. We're having an organ, about part of a symphony, a big organ, and there's no organ there.
There's no organ. So what we're doing, we have this really elaborate system. We have the organ console and this system called Hauptwerk, which is all of these amazing recorded sounds of all the famous organs all over the world.
Mm.
And what the organ we actually ended up using was one from Chico, the Centennial organ, which is actually going to be removed from CSU at the moment. So we thought it'd be appropriate to use a home organ for us. And so you're going to hear it, and it's just going to be like you're right next to the organ, if you know what an organ feels like. Because you don't just hear it, you feel it. Yeah, you know, it courses through your body. But his Third Symphony is very famous, especially if you've seen the movie Babe with the little pig.
Yeah.
The whole theme from that movie is from the Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony.
You're kidding.
So people will know it when they hear it. You know, it's a huge work.
I just saw that movie, or parts of that movie, just, you know how you're someplace and the movie's on. And then, and of course, who can resist the last part where the little pig goes out and rounds up all the sheep?
That'll do, pig.
Yeah. And that was, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's such a great movie.
Classics.
Yeah. Not just a nice, wholesome family.
Well, no, I'm talking about the classical, classical music and how it just fits in.
Oh, yeah. No, they really did that movie very well, and that the theme that they use from the last movement, the finale of the symphony, just fits in perfectly. It's when the finale enters, it's similar to Beethoven's epic Fifth Symphony when he uses trombones for the first time in the repertoire. The organ just out of nowhere just. It really will ring through the entire Cascade.
Now,
it's so massive.
They're bringing it over, or this machine replicates the sound.
It replicates the sound.
Okay, that's
but
what
the
I
console
thought it was.
Itself is pretty, pretty huge. So
okay.
We do have a lot of equipment to fit on stage. Yeah.
Okay. So so what they've done is they've done all the notes, I'm ignorant. Linda can add to say it.
Sure.
You use the right vocabulary.
Yeah.
Yeah. They spent a couple days recording very carefully with high-tech recording technology all of the specific tones of the organ. So the person who's playing the organ this weekend is Dr. David Rota, who is very familiar with the Centennial organ. So he's actually going to be playing the organ and following the conductor. So it's a very interactive.
He's got like a keyboard.
Yeah, he's got the organ console in front of him. So he's actually playing the organ.
Sitting in there hearing this and feeling it.
Yeah.
And feeling the reverberation and all this. Wow, that's great.
So
I had no idea they had that.
No.
I didn't either until a year ago.
To what?
Until about a year ago when we tried to figure out how this was going to happen, yeah.
Amazing. So now that equipment, where does that come from? You have to rent the equipment or lease the equipment? Or?
He had knowledge as to where to obtain it. So we're lucky to have such a great resource here in Northern California. So,
did it fall off the back of a truck or something?
Oh, what? I wish. No, yeah. No, I'm sure.
No. One of those? Oh, yeah. Hey, look, you're getting a great price. It fell off the back of the truck. I just found it out on the I-5.
Probably not quite like that.
But
we're very lucky to have such great people to that are knowledgeable about this. And
wow.
So we have that. But the piece that the kids are playing on the side-by-side is also a very fun piece. It's by Mexican composer Arturo Marquez, and it's a very rhythmic piece. It uses the clave rhythm,
See, he can do this.
So it's the whole, you know, when you hear it, you as an audience member, you just feel like clapping and dancing because it's all such a very interactive, rhythmic experience.
But do not get up and dance. And don't clap either to the end.
Oh, trust me, you'll want to. I don't know if you'll be able to contain yourself.
Oh, okay. That's right. I'm just trying to follow the classical symphony rules.
Oh, well, we've talked about
this. We've talked about that. Yeah. That's right. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Scott will tell you when it's okay.
Yeah. Now, if you want to have a good time, that's do whatever you feel you want to do. If you just heard a symphonic movement and it was so moving to you that you want to clap, please feel free. You know, it's nowadays we're just trying to break down this stigma that the symphony has to be such a stuffy,
it doesn't
uptight
have
experience.
To be. No, beautiful music. When we went to the last time we went, it was what a wonderful time. And I recommend to everybody, you get there early because about an hour before, Scott comes out. And he explains the whole symphony.
Yeah, yeah. So we have our pre-concert chat 1 hour before, and it's great because you get to meet the artists, you get to hear about their background. This time around, we're actually going to talk to the organist, Dr. Rota, and learn more about the whole organ situation that I just talked about. And then, of course, just a breakdown of the pieces you're going to hear, and sort of gives you these tools for this sonic journey you're going to embark on during the concert.
You know, I want to point out, because people think concert is very formal and very proper, and when I went, I was absolutely amazed. Had not been to a concert in years, and it was absolutely gorgeous music. Yeah. The acoustics in the Cascade are just the best.
They're some of the best in Northern California, definitely. Yeah.
And so if you haven't gone, you just need to do this because it's not what you were going to think it was, and it's so enjoyable.
It's a wonderful time. We had
it
just a great time.
It is absolutely incredible.
I think the pianist was a Asian lady?
Oh, last May. Yunhua Wang, she was so talented.
Wonderful. I mean, but we had such a great time. And it's going to be this Saturday at the Cascade Theater at 7:30. Mm-hmm. Tickets are at the Cascade box office.
Right.
I thoroughly urge you to get there at 6:30. So you can listen to Scott tell about the symphony. He'll introduce people.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he brings, you know, so that when it starts, you know, okay, during this movement, this is what they were thinking. Oh, he couldn't, his hands didn't reach that. I mean, it was just wonderful. So, you know, I know people think Carl goes to symphonies. Well, I tell you what.
Oh, no, it's not what you're expecting.
It's not at all.
You walk
great.
Out of there going, wow, why don't I do that every time they have a concert?
Exactly.
Why don't we do this every month?
Yeah.
Well,
why don't
to.
I go?
Tried to, it didn't work out. Okay.
And that's one of the great things about the symphony is it can really be whatever type of experience you want it to be. You know, some people love to dress up and make it that formal experience.
Sure.
But some people just love to just, you know, they get off from a long day at work and they just want to come hear some music. And
it's beautiful,
that's what I
music.
Encourage. Yeah,
yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Okay. Come
right,
have fun
everybody.
With us.
Tickets right. available at the Cascade box office this Saturday at 7:30 or 6:30 if you want to know what's going on.
Yeah, but the concert itself starts at 7:30.
Right? 7:30.
But we urge you to come a little bit early. Okay, and thank you so much, Scott. Thank you so much for what you do for our music and for the kids and our young people that's also involved in it.
Well, it's super important. I'm happy that we have a vehicle like the North State to really give everyone access to quality music and you know, get them on the right track in their lives. So.
Super.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got some headlines we need to talk about. And then at 7:30, Chuck Kenny's going to come in here and be talking about this very important mission he's getting ready to do. Not mission like Mormon's mission. No, of course, he's a Vietnam veteran, and he's used to missions out there that are a little bit tough. We'll be right back then after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business. It's where I go. I've been going since I've lived here because it's a great barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Maybe it's because it's man's last stronghold. Maybe it's that because of that. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. We'll be right back.
Story begins here. Start yours today. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you will be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
How I'd like to see the headlines say, not much to print today, can't find nothing bad to say.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. I can say 96.5 AM now.
Yeah! FM.
FM. Well, that's okay. How quickly I forgot.
You can say anything you want, I guess.
You can say anything I want. That's right. Of course, you know, to boil down the whole adventure was there's water in the antenna. And the antenna was pointed 1 degree up instead of 1 degree down, according to the guys that were up there.
And it couldn't drain.
When it went down 1 degree, all the water drained out. And guess what? Back on the air.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it was, it's not something you could just, you know, you need to send somebody up in the air to do that, to check it. Anyway, it's great. Hey, Clyde's Enterprises, speaking of electronics, is bringing us a segment specializing in home electronics and over 47 years in the business. And may I say that his wife is running for county supervisor, too,
yes, District 2.
And he's got a lot of experience, over 32 years in the satellite business, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, Klipsch, Bose. You know what? Instead of going to the big box store, why don't you go to Clyde's? All the money stays in the town here, pays his taxes here, his employees work here, and he does a great job. You want surround sound? Go to Clyde's. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, 221-4144. Okay, I'm just going to throw out a couple of things and let you talk about them. Impeachment trial. Impeachment's over.
The impeachment's over, and what a waste of taxpayer money, time, effort. What the whole thing, and of course the word from the House is that, well, you know, Nancy, she's not going to accept it, and I would not be surprised to see them turn right around and file another article of impeachment before the election.
Of course they will, because they are trying to negate the votes, the president of the United States. So they're going to continue chewing on this bone, and when
they got nothing else,
and when he wins again, because unless they come up with something, even, you know, James Carville, who is just a rabid Democrat supporter, he says we're in trouble.
Yeah.
We're in deep trouble here, especially after the Iowa caucus, where they still haven't figured it out who won.
Well,
everybody's declaring victory except Joe Biden, who got hammered in it, and he's the establishment darling.
Well, and do you not find it interesting that the people that were involved in that whole thing are the same people who worked for Hillary Clinton?
Oh. Well, it's because Hillary is thinking, I'm just going to stand here. I'm getting in shape now. You know, I'm doing my 100 yards a day, and I'm going to be there because it's going to go to a brokered convention, and they're going to come in and they're going to pick me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi gave a perfect example. You're going to see it in the campaign ads. When President Trump finished his State of the Union, she very much, while the cameras were on her, she rips up the speech. I mean, even Democrats.
Well,
even CNN said, that was a little bit, that was crass.
Over the top.
I mean, can you imagine if McConnell had ripped up Obama's State of the Union address?
Interestingly enough, that's against the law. Well, she can be sanctioned. She could spend time in jail.
It'll never happen.
I know, and that's true.
Because she's a Democrat.
But there is a law that says you cannot destroy official documents. You can pay a $2,000 fine and spend up to 3 years in jail for having done that. They actually had the conversation going in the House yesterday about sanctioning her and all of that. McCarthy went in.
Should she be sanctioned for that? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
that is just a...
went in and presented another signed document for the archives. Made a big thing out of the fact that, you know, that was not her copy. That was the House's copy. That was part of the permanent archives of this
history.
And so he brought another signed one in and entered it into the archives and what have you. But here's the deal. There's still a majority of Democrats in the House, and they gave her a standing ovation. So we're not going to get anything done unless we must replace the House in the next election as well. Because if we don't, if the Democrats are in charge in the House going in after President Trump wins again, we're going to do the same thing for four more years.
Well, I'm donating to Bernie. Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. I want Bernie to win. Bernie should have gotten, he probably could have gotten a better deal in the last.
He probably should have gotten the nomination
last time. They screwed him over. Now, Bernie Sanders deserves a shot at it, much more so than Elizabeth Warren, and much more so than Joe Biden. Because, and let America have a clear-cut choice. Have a clear-cut choice of
communism Republic.
Of what Donald Trump wants to achieve or what Bernie Sanders wants to achieve. And let the people say, this is where we want to go the next 4 years. I mean, that's essentially what it is. A peaceful transition of power or a continuing presidential term. But let the people choose, because everybody's talking, this is what America wants. Well, let America vote. Let Bernie Sanders and his version of America be the Democratic nominee. You know, and
they're never going to let that happen.
You know what? They won't, because now they brought Bloomberg in, and Bloomberg's whole thing they even changed the rules so he could be in the debate. He's spending hundreds of millions of dollars, much more than anybody else can spend. Meanwhile, Joe is just spinning in a circle, which he usually does, because he doesn't know what to do. And then now Bernie's going to ride into New Hampshire, even though Mayor Pete says, I won. Well, it's too close, because they still don't have the final results in. But Bernie goes into New Hampshire and kills that. And they go down to South Carolina. And guess what? South Carolina voters are not crazy about Mayor Pete. And you know, whether you accept it or not, it's because he's gay. And because there's many black voters. African Americans. I'm not all African Americans, but there's a lot of African Americans that don't support that. Plus a bunch of redneck, you know, South Carolinians that don't support him. But what happens then if he goes into election? I mean, if he's won New Hampshire and he takes South Carolina And he's big here in California.
Doesn't matter. When they get to the convention, it's still going to be an open convention, and they're going to put whoever they want to in at that point. That's just how the Democrats do it.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, okay. Hey, good morning, Kay. I got just like 30 seconds. What you got?
Okay. I heard yesterday that there's a Republican running against Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco. His name is John Dennis.
Good luck.
Well, I just thought it was a... At least they're trying.
Well, they are.
They've got to try, but...
But
you know
actually,
what?
And there's a female running against Nancy Pelosi.
Who's further left than Nancy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I just saw that, and I haven't done any reading.
Anyway.
No.
Oh, okay.
She can't. How can you be...
Yeah, they have some of those out there.
Yeah. Another one of
those. Well, you know, somebody's telling me that Bernie needs to find a nice retirement place. Well, he's got two of them, I believe, and both of them are multi-million dollar houses.
He used to be my neighbor on Capitol Hill.
Who, Bernie?
Yeah. Yeah, for about 3 or 4 years. He was my neighbor. I'm glad he was my neighbor and not Hillary.
Yeah, he might not be here,
yeah,
but
you're still
Hillary.
Alive.
I wouldn't have gotten any sleep.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, Kay.
Bye.
All right, we
got
to run.
Right.
We've got this next segment. I can't wait to get to that. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally owned, locally operated, high level of service. They're moving local dreams forward because they are local. They've got three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, of course, one at 1845 California Street, right here in downtown Reading, next to Jack's, and, of course, 192 Hartnell Avenue, the old Raley Shopping Center, their main branch. Stop in. Find out why you need to start doing business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We are. We'll be right back after these messages.
You can go your own way.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Reading Rancheria pays state and federal taxes, transient occupancy taxes, sales taxes, and special taxes that are applicable only to our tribe. When the Rancheria relocates the casino to our I-5 property, we will generate even more local taxes. These taxes and fees help the city and county fund essential governmental services. The local community faces many challenges in the near future, and the Rancheria is committed to being a part of the solution. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It is the 6th of February, 2020, 7:35 in the morning, and it's approximately, oh gosh, what is it here? 48 degrees, going up to a high of 70 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Yeah, we're here with Trish Clark, and I are here with Chuck Kenny, of course, from Shasta Gas Propane, and a good buddy. He flew in the same famed squadron, I guess, just a little bit later than my cousin, Rocket Roche. And Rocket Roche. Yeah, okay. If you know my cousin, that was probably very very right for that.
Appropriate name, that's right.
Now, Chuck goes back to Vietnam on a regular basis with teams that look for MIAs.
Military Historical Tours leads tours over there for the Vietnam vets just to go back and look at the country. But while we have been there, we always manage to take a little side trip. Mm-hmm. And every time I've been back, which I'm going again the end of April, and into May. Every time we go, we have found another location for an MIA that has been previously unaccounted for.
Oh, fantastic.
And so...
And these excavations, by the way, the excavations are... these aren't small things like the size of the studio. These things are like the whole side of maybe half the block here.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Because it's a needle in a haystack, you know. And oft times on the battlefield, they would just throw a corpse into a bomb crater, whatever was handy, and kick the soft dirt over them to get it off the battlefield. And so you don't have any idea. And they were never really marked all that well. Mm-hmm. So,
plus the fact of having things like helicopters or, going down in areas where nobody saw it, but they had an idea where they went down. So the villagers help a lot here.
Yeah, the last time we were over, government was actually doing an excavation at least a mile away. And we had another grid coordinate location on the map. And so we went to that map location from 1970. And, in fact, this guy was lost while I was in country. He was just in a different unit. We went into the local village, told them what we were there, showed them a picture of the type of helicopter. And they said, yeah, we cut that thing apart back in the mid-1990s and hauled it to town for scrap. So now we know where that helicopter was actually crashed. So we have a real good idea of where those two crew members would be located.
I'm telling you, one of these times, I'm going to have to... go along with
you. I want you to
go
along
with you. I really would. But we're talking about something totally different today. You brought with you Gan Pantha, a minister, I guess, would I say, and from Nepal. And this is again something that Chuck and Judy give so much to our community, but they give so much to other people too. But welcome, Gan. And
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you, sir. My name is Gan.
Gan, I'm sorry.
Just like a Dan, but with G.
Gan.
But that's
I have it written down here, but right. Gan.
That's all right, sir. I used to work in Berkeley in a medical college as a director of finance over 9 years. What had come to my attention is... horror of human trafficking in Nepal. A lot of young children have been sold from Nepal to India because of this human trafficking. There are four kinds. One is sold to the brothels, like 90% of the children are sold into the brothels.
When we talk children, what ages are we talking about here?
Like as young as 8 years old to the 16 years old. And the target group that we have, we call the target group. Mm-hmm. Who are the target group? Target group are low caste. They are looked down upon.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, mm-hmm. and orphan, and of course, very poor children.
Right.
Extreme poverty has made this horror in Nepal. So we want to stop that cycle by providing support while we are doing the gospel work. We do not shy away from the gospel work. We want to provide them the gospel of Jesus Christ while we do this work. Well, you know, that's what we do. My name is Gan. So I was born and raised in the mountain village of Gorkha, Nepal. That's where we're going to go. We are going and doing this work.
Now, our Christians are persecuted there. Is that true?
Christians are persecuted. It's rampant. It is unknown. It's unpredictable. I think that would be the right word. When Brother Chuck and Sister Judy, we're just so grateful with the Shasta Gas and Propane, and Brother Chuck and Sister Judy, and helping the ministry and cause. And Brother Chuck was in Nepal, and right that time we had that happen. We had particular village that we had built a church. The Lord provided resources. We built a church. We were not so sure if we are going to make it there because of danger of this persecution. Mm-hmm. But we decided to go. Inside the church, the persecution is not as it would be outside.
Okay.
But inside the church, that's where everything happens with the ministry. That's where we help the children. That's where we do the widows program. And that's where we do our gospel outreach work.
Okay, so are you going too?
I'm not going back.
Not on this one. Okay.
I did not. We made that trip, and I will go again in the future, but not right now.
Okay. This is incredible. Chuck told me about this when he came back from that time. That children, because the families are so poor, The Chinese will come in.
And Indians.
And offer a huge amount of money for them. And it's amazing how much it's not, but for those families. And then their kids will be taken away. But a lot of times they offer that they say things like, oh, we're going to send them to school, or oh, they're going to go to a family that will adopt them. But that's not it at all.
That's not it. What will happen is mostly from the broth, this the owner of the brothels, if you will, they have somebody like a broker kind of a deal. Mm-hmm. They're all underground channels working in Nepal. They would come in the mountain and solicit to the families. They have a great job out there. You have a daughter who is 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old. You have a great job offer in India. Why don't you sell your daughter? Why don't you let your daughter go to work in India? And they wouldn't explain about the work. And then parents are unknown. They have no idea what's going on because they are illiterate, number one. Number two, they have no idea what goes on. They don't have a media. They don't have a database or anything that to look at, or the government publishing anything. They don't have such thing. They do have a law in Nepal to prevent human trafficking. Law in book. But we don't criticize the Nepal's government. We hope to work with them, with the government. But what happened is because the parents are unknown about what happened to their children, they let the children go. Why? Because of the extreme poverty. Extreme poverty is a thing that I cannot even explain. So they do not have access of the things they need in life.
Let's talk about this, because we talk about poverty here in the United States. When you see people saying they're in poverty here in the United States, and because you've lived here, you've been the chief director of finance at a medical college. You understand this. You live here in the United States. I mean, you hear people talking about poverty in the United States. They still have cars, they still have TVs, they still have phones. When you talk extreme poverty in Nepal,
what does that mean?
What are those conditions?
Extreme poverty means in Nepal means they have no land, first and foremost. They have no land, nowhere to work. They have no job. They have nothing to eat. They have no access of the things they need for their livelihood to survive. That is the extreme poverty. So, when they're called peasant family in the mountain. We work mostly in the mountain, but we do work with the children in Kathmandu in the slum areas also. Mm-hmm. Brother Chuck, and you have been there in the slum where we have a children's program with the street children. We do that because the children are stranded there. That's what it looks like, extreme poverty. They have no access of things they need for the survival, for their livelihood. That is extreme poverty.
Do they have water? I mean, do they have like clean water?
They don't have clean water. But when you go up on the mountain, however, up on the high hill. That's what we do at Menesty. They have a clean water running from the stream.
Okay.
But it's not always the case because of the animal.
Right.
You know,
anything above it or
exactly.
Yeah. So, okay. You know, that you'll have, I'm sure, many people living in one place if they're lucky enough to have a place.
Do they live in tents or huts or?
They have a small home, which is a clay home, if you will, and it's very, those kind of situations they have, mostly. Like a 90% of the situation there in the poverty-stricken homes, you find that kind of living condition. They don't have, they have one window, you know, particularly in like a small, like a sack, if you will.
Okay, look, I'm going to take a quick break as we come back because you're getting ready to head back there, and we need to help. Mr. Panta on things, and they're looking for some help in the medical field. So we want to talk about that when we come back.
Sure, thank you.
This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, located in the center of Reading at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Think of this as your place to live and do away with all those worries about plumbing, yards. There's no water coming out of my faucet, anything like that. And you don't have to cook dinner anymore. You have to cook breakfast. You just go down there where the gourmet chef has been cooking all day and all night and just have a great dinner. Full-time activities director. You can have your pets. If you don't want to drive, they have transportation all over town. And it's not an assisted living place. It's a place for people that want to kind of relax and then move on to the next phase of their life. To get a personalized tour, which, you know, it's a great one. You need to do it. Call Brian at 238-5981 to see what River Commons can do for you. So, again, River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back after these messages with our friends that are going back to Nepal.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right, join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Our parents, grandparents, and loved ones, as they grow older, face many risks. But together, we can make a difference. You can support the Gatekeepers Program, which provides support, care, and protection needed by our elders. Come to the Shining Affair, a fundraiser for Shining Care. Here's your host and Masters of Ceremony, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's right. Save the date, Saturday, February 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino.
Share the love with the Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment to benefit at-risk elders. Remember, bling, sparkle, and shine. Show your love and support for our seniors.
Semi-formal to formal, come dressed in your best bling, sparkle, and shine for a chance to win Best in Bling Awards.
And, Carl, I'll see you in the kissing photo booth.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Phone lines here at 605-4567 if you have a question for Dan Ponta. Dan is from Nepal. He was born and raised in a small remote village in Gorkha, Nepal. His family is Hindu, and he became a Christian. And Christians are persecuted there. Even with the persecution, they've been able to build a number of churches in Nepal, Christian churches in Nepal. But what he's there is in the sense of the tragedy of sex trafficking in Nepal. The poverty is so extreme that parents will sell their children, thinking they're going to go to schools, going to maybe
get a job,
get a job, and all this. This is the way they're recruited. And since there is no internet, there is no TV, there is no radios that they can find out, no information. And then these kids, as young as 8 years old, are sold off into prostitution. He has started his ministry, and right now he's got 256 children that they provide support for to the families and the families, so the families will not have to let the children go because of the poverty there. And he's getting ready to head back again on March 8th. But it's going to take money to do that. And so he has organized some things like garage sales and this. So talk a little bit about that. Did I capture all that correctly?
You did. Thank you, sir. Thank you for highlighting. What we want to do is basic. That's very basic. Ideas. The basic thing that we want to do in Nepal, helping the children. And here as well, we are not a large ministry. Brother Chuck is right here next to me here from Sata Gas and Propane. You know, a smaller way that, however, we could be effective. So it has been a great outreach from the garage sale. We meet some Christian brothers and sisters coming along there. They join hands. And also, wow, you do a great work and joining hands to do the work in Nepal.
And so we've got a garage sale coming up this weekend, February 8th.
That's right.
And so get your pencil and paper here because I'm going to give you the address so you can go. It's an opportunity to find out more about this and help the process. And garage sales are always fun. That's fun on both sides. So 1456 Setter Drive, S-E-T-T-E-R, Setter Drive in Reading.
And now, how much, you've got 256 children that you are taking care of, and they're sponsored.
That's right.
Most of them are sponsored. How much does it cost to sponsor a child over there?
$20 a month will provide for their basic supply for their survival in the village. What we provide with the $20 is their clothing. If they don't have appropriate clothing, they will not go to school. Mm-hmm. And if they don't go to school, means they are likelihood to be trafficked. And we'll provide them more clothing, stationery, books, and just a simple, basic need for their life. That's what we provide. And the rice. Rice
the
is very vital as well for the family.
Food, you know, so, okay,
exactly.
So you provide
for $20 a month.
For $20 a month. The kid then, and that makes sense because they do have an education, however rudimentary it may be. But if they're in school, they're not going to be pulled off and sold off.
Yeah,
or
that's
kidnapped, because
right.
There's orphans out there, I'm sure, that if once they find an orphan there, that orphan disappears.
That is correct. I want to tell you, sir, it has been a great success, if you will, for the mission. By this way, We started helping with the 5 children. Now we have 256 children. Over these 14 years, the mission has been, even when I was in Berkeley, mission was still going. Hundreds of children have graduated. They have become productive member of society. They have now become, some of them are involving in the missions work. One young girl, I will tell you a story of this young girl. Her name is Julia. Brother Chuck, you met her. Yep. She has joined hands with the ministry. She is graduated from the program. She is working with the ministry now, and she does the anti-human trafficking work up on the mountain. What does she do? She goes in the mountain. She shows human trafficking documentary video to the villagers, distribute leaflets, and Jesus film. We want to do Jesus film more inside the church, someplace, and the home also. That's what we do. So success
so
is
to, story. So to educate the population
exactly.
About the human trafficking side of it that they don't know. They don't realize they're selling their children off to human trafficking. They think they're going to school to get a job, to do other things.
That is correct. And I relate my story with them, with these orphan children, poor children, because I came from the village. I relate my story with my dad. My dad was an orphan dad. You know, he was an orphan.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he did. My dad came and in the village there, I relate my story, my dad's story to the orphan children there. Well, I became successful. Lord provided. If I had not become saved, probably I would be just like anybody out there. Perhaps I was not a bad person, but not necessarily, but I was
going ignorant, to be ignorant saved. Of what's available.
Exactly. I was not saved. But when I got saved, the light of God presented to me that, like, nothing out there. Then I became saved and then wanted to go and help these children, those who are victimized by this trafficking ordeal.
If you are, now this time back too, we've just got a couple minutes, you're also looking for medical help. If there's doctors, nurses, eye doctors or dentists that want to travel, this may be a little bit of a short, notice for them because you're leaving, like I said, on March 8th.
That's
right.
You
know, to be able to get, passports and all those kind of things. But you do this, how many times a year do you go back there?
2 or 3 times a year. I will give you next date after the March 8th. Next date is May 10. We will be leaving on the May 10 as well, the Lord willing. So I wanted to spread this word out now so they have to take a time off. The doctors might have, if they have a calling of God, somebody might hear this message. We just want to lay out this out there. 2 or 3 times a year we travel to Nepal. And anytime maybe we could have this. That's my prayer for next one. Okay. We could have the children coming and so they could do examination. They have not seen the doctor, medical doctor in their life. So that would be a wonderful thing to do.
Now, if you're not a medical person, but if you just want to go to help in kind of in the sense of being there to help organize and help hand out things and all this, you can also travel.
That is correct. That is correct. We have a group coming. Every time when we travel there, this time we'll be leaving on March 8th. Somebody from Florida is coming. We'll have a couple of people from Reading. Involving and coming to
right. Okay.
So if people want to get involved, how do they get a hold of you? How do they contact you?
The easiest way is going to website www.children, just like a children without the S, childrenrescuemission.org. There's a telephone number there to call or email. So that's how they could get connected. 3 ways I always outline. One is involving with the ministry, even the volunteer or something. Number 2, praying. Number 3, advocating the work that we do. Even maybe sharing with at the local church. I could go and present the ministry. I have Brother Chuck sharing with me. And the last time also we were sharing. That's how they could do. And also coming and helping.
Okay, again, childrensrescuemission.org.
Yeah, children.
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 Right. Yes.
Rescuemission.org.
That's okay. Right.
And if you, we're going to put this up on our Facebook page and all this with links to it. And to talk about this show, it will also be available if you want to send it to people in about an hour after about 10 o'clock. It'll be up on our site that you can then use this to, send to people. That talks about what happens and why you've been involved in it and how, it's so much under, you come from there, you've seen it. Over 10,000 children a year, maybe even up to 20,000, are trafficked from Nepal to India. And you think about that because there's no choice for the parents. They can't feed them. And they're being offered a chance to send their kids to go to, quote, school or something, but they end up in a brothel.
That's right.
So We'll talk more about it, but thank you so much again for coming in with us. And thank you so much for what you do. And Chuck Kenny, of course.
Always
you,
involved
buddy,
in our
you're
community.
Always involved.
Good yes. Anderson business.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to have with us Dr. Paul DeNewcomb is going to be talking about his run for the assembly right here in our first district. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 7:59 in the morning here at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. We'll be right back after the news.
Castor Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. President Trump didn't waste any time reminding people about the Senate's vote acquitting him on impeachment charges.
In his first public appearance since the conclusion of the Senate impeachment trial, President Trump arrived at the National Prayer Breakfast here in Washington. As he took his place at the head table, the president held up a copy of USA Today with the headline, Acquitted, in bold letters. With a smile on his face, he showed it to the crowd. Then he picked up the front page of the Washington Post, which has the headline, Trump Acquitted. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment process was nothing but a hurried political attack against President Trump.
I don't think any of you doubt that this was the most partisan of exercises.
McConnell spoke to reporters this morning on Capitol Hill. Bernie Sanders says he raised a whopping $25 million in January and will use his Democratic presidential campaign's flush bank account to increase television and digital advertising in 10 states. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Agency says the death toll from a double avalanche disaster has climbed to 41. Rescue teams working with search dogs scanned the avalanche field in eastern Van Province to search for three missing people. China's official media say the new virus has been confirmed in a baby just 36 hours after its birth. The baby, born Sunday in Wuhan, is China's youngest case of the illness. Only a handful of children have come down with the new coronavirus, which has been most severe in older people. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 26.5 points at 29,317. The Nasdaq is up by 34. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary. If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com.
Epic Ponzi schemer Bernard Madoff asked a federal judge to grant him a compassionate release from his 150-year prison sentence, saying he has terminal kidney failure and less than 18 months to live.
Madoff's attorney filed court papers saying the 81-year-old has end-stage kidney disease and other chronic serious medical conditions, including hypertension and cardiovascular disease. After spending more than a decade behind bars, Madoff said his dying wish is to salvage his relationships with his grandchildren. I've served 11 years already, he said, and quite frankly, I've suffered through it. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan declined to comment. Keith Peters reporting.
Afghanistan's capital may seem like an unlikely destination for snowboarders, but a group of young Afghans is looking to put the city on the winter sports map and change perceptions about their war-weary nation. A few dream of someday representing Afghanistan in the Winter Olympics. News and analysis at townhall.com. British police are exploring an unusual case. How come a former prime minister's bodyguard left his gun in a plain restroom?
So far, there's not much to go on. British tabloid The Daily Mail reporting the weapon was found on a transatlantic flight
and hand it over to flight attendants. Another paper, The Sun, adds passports belonging to former Prime Minister David Cameron and his bodyguard were also found. Police say they're taking this matter very seriously. The officer involved now removed from operational duties. As a former Prime Minister, Cameron is entitled to security provided by a specialist police unit. Charles de Ledesma, London.
An International Space Station crew, including NASA astronaut Christina Koch, who has spent more time in space on a single mission than any other woman, has landed safely in Kazakhstan. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. Today is the 6th of February, 2020, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Trish is here, of course, Trish Clark. It's Thursdays. And Linda is not jealous because she loves you and that you're always with me on Thursdays.
Yes.
So it's cool.
I love Thursday mornings because I look forward to it, because it's great to visit with the North State and be a part of this growing community. It's 48 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 68, a low of 41. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 68, a low of 40. Saturday, sunny with a high near 60 and a low of 41. And on Sunday, once again, sunny, high around 60 and a low of 40. The sunshine continues all the way through next week with the temperatures in the mid-60s and during the day and 37, 30, 40 in the evenings. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Who was just in here.
Yeah, Chuck Kenny. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, you know, here's the guy. You know what? You know, it's called on demand, right? That when you need something and you push it, when you're reaching down for that last case of machine gun ammunition and you need another one, here comes somebody, puts it right there. So you're ready. So it's right. On demand. That's like your Dr. Paul DeNuca. He's on demand. walks in as we're talking about the weather. Casually sits down and ready to go.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? Somebody told me that they just got a flyer from you with you behind a rifle there.
Yeah.
A scope rifle.
I got that in the mail yesterday as well.
I didn't get mine yet. I'm a little bit upset.
I will personally deliver that to you.
I want that one.
It's a great flyer.
Thank you.
Talking about the Second Amendment.
You know how much important that is to me.
It really is. Well, it's a number of things. Of course, Dr. Paul DeNuca is here with us, and he is running for Assembly. He started his run about 6 weeks ago instead of 6 years.
Right.
And you have been a busy man. And you're in your scrubs here, so you must be working today, too.
Yes, I'm a doctor first. Well, yeah, it's been 6 weeks or so, and it has been a tremendous surge of support. It has been really good. It feels like it's like a village running, and I'm just a vessel for their desires and hopes.
Dr. DeNuca is running as an independent. He neither as a Republican or a Democrat. And I tell you what, and just after watching what I've been seeing going on in Congress for the last 3 years, and down in the in Sacramento, I mean, the partisanship has gotten to a point where it's just simply ridiculous. I don't see it changing if Trump wins. We've already talked about how he could be impeached again, and they'd have no problem at all doing it. They don't care because they don't care about the country. They care about stopping him. Well, they can't. They're trying to stop him from being reelected. So
and they're not going to make that
happen. And so if he gets reelected, are they going to continue the impeachment, or are they going to try and actually work with him?
If we don't replace the majority in the House,
well, and see, here's the
and
thing
make
is,
it back to Republican. Of course, the problem is he had a Republican Senate and House the first 4 years, their assembly.
Yeah.
And it didn't do any good. It didn't do any good. Yeah. Because we have our never-Trumpers and the establishment in the Republican Party that they don't like an outsider, but that's what we need.
And that's where we're going to is with the lack of bipartisanship, with the partisanship, the rise of the so many people that are just, don't state, they're independent.
Done with the politics and want to make a difference in this country, and that's where Dr.
And
Danuka
that was kind of the introduction for you there.
Thank you very much. It's a very generous introduction, and I truly believe that time has come for us to reunite. We went through a very difficult phase in our union, and that's very obvious from what went on in the last few days, a few weeks. Even after a civil war, we went through a phase of reconstruction, and I sincerely hope that our country, our community wakes up and realizes that what unites us is much bigger than what divides us.
Yes.
All of us have the similar needs and similar challenges, similar pain and similar joys, and we need to focus on that as an American. And we have a great country here, We have a great constitution and founding principles. Let's not forget the sight of that. We have something precious. We are a beneficiary of that. And let's not forget the sight of the fact that we are actually a custodian of that. And if we fail to preserve that, then shame on us.
Well, we just had on a gentleman that is fighting sex trafficking over in Nepal, and he talks about abject poverty that the people face over there, and their children are sold into brothels and whatever else in there because, one, they don't have a media that tells them about it and all this. And what poverty, abject poverty really is, we talk about so many people living in poverty in California. The difference between living in poverty in California and living in poverty in Nepal is extremely different. And if the people that live in, quote, poverty here in the United States, if they lived in Nepal, would be up in the upper probably 1%.
Because
they have a car, a telephone, or you've got a house. I mean, all these things. So
you can support a child in Nepal to keep them out of the sex trafficking for $20 a month.
But the part I'm getting, though, on this, which and that's very true, is the fact that we have such abundance here. We have I believe it too, and you've said it, a shining city on a hill.
We have.
And yet we're looking at squandering this.
Yeah, I like to, I have been on your shows several times before, but I would like to just briefly, that's perfect.
I tell you what, let me take an early break so we don't have to break in the middle of this. So this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, the second year in a row that it's been in the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute. Fully accredited chest pain center. They're working with the VA. They've opened up that ward where we're taking the people that are dangerous to themselves or others and stabilizing them and getting them into treatment so we can get them off the street. There's so many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does for our community. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8:13 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with Dr. Paul Danuka, who's running for State Assembly District 1 as an independent.
Enough of the crime and lack of accountability. That's why I'm voting yes on Measure A. Yes, because I want to feel safe to take my kids to our parks. Yes, because I don't want my husband's work tools stolen again that we can't afford to replace. Yes, because I don't want to be afraid to walk to my car in town. Yes, because I want 500 more jail beds to hold criminals accountable. I want my kids to play safely outside. And that's why on March 3rd, I'm voting yes on Measure A.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure A, FPPC 1423301.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi.
We want leaders who are trusted to do what's right for our community. They value input from others. Leaders seek solutions rather than just complain about the problems. That's why I'm running for re-election for supervisor. I have brought forward ideas to improve our community. I have the experience, knowledge, and most importantly, the integrity to do the job.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor District 2, 2020.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call, 243-7561.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America.
Yeah, they're coming to America. Coming to America. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Carl Batrice Clark here on Thursday, the 6th of February. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the place to buy the bauble that makes up the bracelet, the necklace, the ring, the earrings. That makes up perhaps for a small mistake you made, as I have now and then, or just because you feel like surprising, Linda.
Yeah. Or just because you feel like you're worth something, you can just go in there and look through their and buy yourself something from time to time. It's a great little candy store to go and just mingle and look around.
The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, so that tells you something. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Trish and I are here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, who's running for assembly as an independent. And this has people a little excited, an independent. People from the leadership of the Republicans and Democrats. But we were going to talk about some other things about when we left, so I didn't want to interrupt you with that.
So I just wanted to – I have been on your show before, and a lot of people know me already in the community, but I just wanted to briefly tell people my reasons to run and my background. I was born in India 24 years ago or so. I came to the United States with a dream for my daughter to have a better life and just $100 in my pocket. So the poverty you're talking about, I know that. We once lived, a family of six. My father got sick. We didn't have enough money for his treatment or the food, and we lived on 5 cents a day. So when we came here, we were so blessed. 14 years or so I've been in Shasta County, and it was such a blessing. We have succeeded beyond our wildest imagination. I have been elected chief of staff at both the major medical hospitals here in town by the doctors, Shasta Regional as well as Mercy. My wife has a cancer center. We have several urgent care centers and surgery centers. We have contributed and supported churches, Shredder Planetarium, Turtle Bay Museums, women's empowerment organizations. But there is something more we need to do. It's our time to give back. We have been blessed beyond our wildest imagination, and it's our time to give back. And what we see right now is a need to unite our community beyond the partisan divide. And I could have run with either party. However, I would rather do it right than easy. So my path for going a party machine and a party system is much more difficult. However, I would rather do it as a free man without any prison of any establishment group of either party.
Okay, I believe what you're saying is that both the other candidates are, you know, they're being supported from out of area money. That their unions, whatever, are supporting them, and all your money is coming from within and from donations, from small donations. Then, so it's kind of a grassroots movement that we're talking about.
We have a caller, and they want to know how to get signs. I have, I've got a lot of conversation in my neighborhood. I have people stopping because I've got one of your signs in my front yard.
Thank you.
And so, where can people get signs to put?
Okay, I will leave some here. But I can always, they can come to my office, and it's on 100 East Cypress Street on the second floor. We have our office there. They can come there, or they can call me, 356-0529.
You're more than happy to hand them out.
Yes.
I want to go back, though, to what I said.
You'll see so many signs we have. It's an outpouring of support. It's all put by volunteers. And you will see our signs, not just Shasta County. You'll see in Siskiyou. You'll see it in Lassen, Modoc, Sierra, Plumas, Nevada County.
It's a huge district.
And people have, you will see our sign everywhere because there's a tremendous support.
That's fantastic.
Going back is running as an independent, you don't have, and I'm not saying that the other candidates are taking bribes or they're crooked or anything. That's not what I'm saying at all. I don't want anybody to think that. But they are taking money from outside sources. They are taking money from unions. They are taking money from big businesses that want to continue what is going on. And your money is a grassroots type or internal money and money from your supporters. Do you have any money coming in from big business?
Zero.
From unions?
Zero.
From what's left? From any of the parties?
Zero.
Obviously not from the parties, yeah.
Zero money. We have zero money from any special interest. Everything is grassroots, unlike any other candidate. And it's kind of embarrassing, especially what I find embarrassing is that our representatives have taken money from a big energy company, PG&E, Sempra, Juul Lab, and United Health Insurance. I mean, just you name it, they got it. And what's most embarrassing is that they are claiming that the reason for them, the essentially what their argument is, that they should be elected because they have relationship with these big donors and special interests and the establishment. Now, you tell me, you are saying that we know that Sacramento establishment has what really hurt our North State area, whether it's homelessness, whether it's wildfire. And if you're telling me that you are the part of that establishment, you have a relationship with them, how do we make any change then? How do we fix the things? That's your whole argument. When was the last time we have relationship with our representatives? I don't even see them in the community. And we have seen that.
One of the things, what are some of the things, you know, as a, if you're elected as an independent, what, how do you reach out to both sides so you're not ignored?
Not if, when.
Okay. When you're elected.
Okay. When you're elected, how are you going to get to both sides of that aisle and make them stop the arguing and do something for the citizens of the state of California?
So what I bring is very unique. You will see in our campaign right now, you will have seen the volunteers from different perspective of life. You will have people who call themselves conservatives as well as liberals working together in our campaign and everyone in between. And the reason is there's a common denominator. Common denominator is, number one, people are tired of what they have. They have no faith left in that. Number two, they have faith in us because we have no personal agenda. We have no strings attached to us. We are free of any strings. So we can work for with anybody and everybody, and we're willing to do that as long as it's in the interest of our people here in North State. I'm strictly focused on local solutions, local problems, and local people. We want to give them the autonomy out of the hands and the clutches of Sacramento. And people know that. People trust that.
What is the first thing that you want to accomplish once arriving in Sacramento?
The first thing is we will set an example. We will change the politics that it is possible to be free of the special interests, free of the establishment, and still win. And that will spread like a light. You will see this change happening once we do it in North State. I call it True North. We are the True North.
The True North,
yeah. Not to be confused with
Magnetic North. Yeah, right. Which is constantly moving.
Right. So once we do this in True North, you will see this light spreading in the Southern California as well. Because people there are tired of that also. They are tired of their own people being elected again and again and again and not doing anything and turning a golden state into a homeless state. So you will see the change happening. So that's the number one thing, setting an example. Number two, I'm going to fight for local autonomy, that most of the regulations and in the management of economy has to get out of the Sacramento hand and come back to the county level. That's the second thing I'll fight for.
Do you, okay, these are specific questions.
Sure.
Most of them are yes or no, mm-hmm. but some of them you can elaborate on.
Mm-hmm.
Support of the bullet train?
No.
Sanctuary cities and state?
I'm against any sanctuary. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I strictly believe even if I don't like the law, I got to follow it or I change it.
Okay. Right now they're looking at, you know, they've changed all the rules about education. Rural schools get a short shrift a lot of times. And when it comes to things like being able to have their kids on the Internet in this, what about Internet for the North State?
That's an essential element for our children right now. Of course, we have to be careful, you know, to how they use that.
Mm-hmm.
But it has become a window to the world. And we need more fiber optic. We need fast speed Internet. And I know some places in Modoc County and Sierra County and Lawson County, this is very difficult because they can't access.
Right here in Shasta County, we have pockets where you can't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, drive to Ono, you drive to Igo, and some of the areas, you can't get a signal. So what's happening right now is, as a rural county, we have a huge proportion of land and associated natural wealth like water, fish, game, everything. What we have lost is the control of our resources. What we have lost is the control of our life. And what happens is our voice gets drowned in the supermajority and in the establishment in Sacramento. So I'm absolutely, we need to bring that back and control back to our area to bring Internet.
We touched a little bit on the education, and the big thing in education right now is the sex education that's going on in the classroom. And that our parents don't have any knowledge of, and you can't opt out of it.
So there are so many issues which we have in our community and the country, and we can go over each and every one and till the cows come home. But the bottom line is, the problem is my diagnosis. As a doctor, I talk in terms of diagnosis and prescription. My diagnosis is same. Diagnosis is the local people have lost control of their life. One county may decide we want to have this curriculum. The other county may decide we have this curriculum. And there may be certain guidelines by the state, and I'm okay with that. But the state should not micromanage it. The supreme law of the land is constitution. We must stick to that. Within the constraints and confinements, and which is a good constraints on us, on the government actually, within those constraints of the constitution on the government to protect the individual rights, we should have local autonomy to micromanage everything. And that should be a local control issue.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, and he's, you know, what he wants to do, if, when elected, that he wants to bring the main, I see it as your main premise is to bring back local control to the areas there, that if Shasta County wants to have, to teach a certain, and when it comes to education, a certain curriculum, as long as it meets general guidelines and they pass the test, you know, when they're supposed to, that it should be up to the county and not be micromanaged by the state, because this is such a diverse state, as we know. It's so huge that and there's such diverse viewpoints on things. Maybe Los Angeles County, this kind of a curriculum, a certain curriculum, will work for them, but it's not what should, you know, that it's agreed on up in the far, the true north, as you say. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over a quarter of a century. I can't say enough about the service that they provide. When you show up on time, you put those little booties on your feet to make sure that they're not tracking in dirt. And then you go on out, and then they're down underneath the house and come back. The little booties come back on. They've fixed everything. But the big thing of being on time, knowing what they're doing at a great price, this is Alliance Heating and Air. It's a veteran-owned business that I can't say enough about, obviously. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Trish Clark and I will be right back with Dr. Paul DeNuca at 8:31 in the morning and 48 degrees out there.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibition. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org. Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibition. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:35 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The 6th of February, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, locally owned, locally operated, started up about the same time we did 10 years ago. And I can't think of a better place to go to buy a gun, a long gun, a pistol. They have all the accessories. They have all the ammunition. They have, this is very important. They have great, great customer service. You go in there, you feel welcome, whether you're a beginning shooter or one that's got some experience under their belt. They pride themselves on their customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Let them, before you go to the big box stores, go in and talk to them. They could give you great prices, but it's not only that. They give you the experience that comes when you ask a question, and you don't have to worry about the person behind the counter maybe having a lot less experience than you and just parroting something off they think. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. And speaking of that, I'm here with Dr. Paul Danukin, Bastiani Arms. I'm asking like yes or no questions, and this one is about the Second Amendment. What's your thoughts on the Second Amendment here? Do we need more control on us?
Second Amendment is the most important of the Bill of Rights, because without the right of self-defense, we will have no other right left. And have lived through that. I've seen that most of the restrictions on an individual for bearing the arm are built to subjugate them. And they generally are designed to affect the people who are already powerless. And I've seen that. I've seen that when people don't have Second Amendment right, what happens to them? Only people who have guns are those who are mafia, corrupt politicians, and they're all the same. And that's how they win the election. I've seen that. And I can never live through that again.
Well, I had just had a comment here. It says, thank you for specifying that the Constitution constrains government, not the people.
Absolutely. That whole Constitution is designed to the Bill of Rights is the centerpiece of Constitution. The Constitution is designed to constrain the tyranny and constrain the government from usurping the rights of individuals, which are God-given natural rights, which are defined in Declaration of Independence. So, the Second Amendment is one of those rights which protects us from that. And I would like to also present some fact about my support for Second Amendment is strong. And if you know, there was a AB 2103 law passed in 2018, which increased the requirement of training and CCW requirements for the. You're well aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone through that, and I'm like, why is this happening? And it's sad to say, but our own local representative had voted in favor of passing that law, and so people can say anything, but you see the action. The action is against the Second Amendment.
It's just another constraint.
Right.
And, and the way the California's doing it, it chips away like I'm going to get off the Second Amendment because it's obviously you're strong on it. But the idea about ammo, you need a background check. However, if you haven't bought a gun in the last 5 years and you go in there to buy a box of shotgun shells because dove season's coming, or two boxes or three boxes for me because I miss a lot, you got to go through a background check just to pick up a box of 20-gauge shotgun ammunition, which I don't think is a danger to most people. But again, it's another chip away at keeping it at your rights of being able to protect yourself or to use it for sporting purposes.
That's right. And we have seen this, especially in California. It doesn't stop at one. It's like one, two, three. They're passing 1,000 laws a year. And so many of them are designed against the Second Amendment right of the people. I have been a CCW holder for a long time, and you've trained my wife, and you've trained my kids. And this is very important for us to preserve that, not just for ourselves, but for future generations.
Yeah, that's the big thing. It's look down the road 20 years. And it's, that's just a minor thing. Well, it's a minor thing now, but when you keep adding on to it. We are so restricted. I talked to a friend that is liberal. And I said, if your father, if he could see where we are right now, would he say that he's restricted in so many ways? And he said, yeah. He says, it is. It's true. We've keep taking the rights away from the people. Whether it's being able to, have a say in what goes on in school, whether it's having a say if somebody comes in, to have males and females in the same training rooms or bathrooms. It's not enough to put another place there. That's you can't do that. But there's so many things that people are just – there's nothing they can do about it because that's the law. Okay. Now, when we talk about one of the major – events we had up here, of course, with the car fire and the campfire. So when we talk about, the logging and how to prevent this in the future, I mean, people are screaming climate change. Others are saying it. Well, it's just, yes, the world's getting warmer for no matter what it is. But what would you say is the best answer to help prevent these fires from growing like they have?
Local control. My family was evacuated during car fire for a week. So many of my friends and partners lost houses. We have lost control of our fire management, forest management, logging, and that's part of the reason that these fires are so devastating now. And that's also part of the reason the economy of several towns like Loyalton and Fort Jones and Atna, these towns, I went to Loyalton. They have lost their livelihood. The towns are being destroyed because of this overregulation from Sacramento. Most of the land in Sierra County is owned by federal or state government. Even to cut a single tree, unless you have a permission from several agencies, you can be fined for thousands of dollars. And what have we done for that? Why is not anyone making that an issue?
Okay.
What's going on about that?
We got a phone caller. Lori, good morning. Do you have a question for Dr. Paul DeNuca?
Yep, good morning, everyone. Quick question, because of his very impressive background in the medical field.
Hey, can you get closer, Lori?
Yeah, because of his background in the medical field, I have two quickie questions. How is he looking at the 5G symptoms that come from this microwave EMF radiation because of the damage it does to genetics and behavior, and it's a weapon for crowd control? And second question is, how is he looking at the coronavirus and its spread throughout the community and how it might affect us here in Reading if it starts to have an outbreak because of public health or health and human services? What if they go to some forced vaccines that have never been tested? So that's my two questions is 5G is not just about faster internet speeds out in the country. It's about a lot more to it. So I know people kind of breeze over that. So
okay, Lori, thanks
questions.
A lot.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Now, let's start with the coronavirus since that's really in the news. Are we prepared for that? I mean, you're locked in with the hospitals and everything.
Yeah, I have worked at both the hospitals as electric chief of staff for the doctors for a long time. And I have worked closely with the North Valley Medical Association as well as the local Shasta County Human Health Services Department. We have a wonderful medical director there, Dr. Renstrom, and have full confidence in the people in both the hospitals as well as our Shasta County Health Department that they will take all the measures required. However, you know, we understand that sometimes nature is such a powerful force that it again and again reminds us of our humility, of that we have to approach this with a lot of humility. We don't know everything about it. We don't know how to solve everything about it. And we have to approach it from two perspectives. None. One is science perspective. We have to look at the evidence very carefully, what works, what doesn't. And when we don't know for sure, then we have to say that, well, we are not sure what works, but we will try our best. I have a lot of confidence in our healthcare system in America that we will not let it get out of hand. And you can see already that a lot of measures have been taken, whether it's a quarantine, limited quarantine, and whether it's precautions. I would really appeal to all the members in the community. Let me take this as an opportunity for a public service message that please watch out for the symptoms. Symptoms of cough, shortness of breath, fever, running nose. Be very careful. Hand washing is extremely important. Wash your hands frequently after touching your face or your nose or going to the bathroom. So look out if anyone has recently traveled from China. Just be careful that if they have any fever, use the mask around that or hand hygiene. So that's a vaccine. We don't have any vaccine yet. We have to look at the evidence and science as it comes along. We don't know where will we be. So that's a science approach plus the humane approach. We have to be available when people need us. And our community is very strong. As we saw in Car Fire, they helped each other.
Okay. We're going to take a break, but let me get to the 5G. I think the question was, do you see 5G because of the microwaves causing an impact on people, DNA, and all that?
I like to see the evidence.
Okay. So you have, okay. So that's something you need to take, you know, to look at before you can make any statement.
Yes, I mean, evidence-based medicine.
Yeah. How unusual is that? Let me get the facts first. Okay, 8:46 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition, when you think about it, best in the North State 13 years in a row, that the everything they have is 100% certified organic. That's right, from the supplements to the produce to the meat. That means the ground that the vegetables are grown in or that the beef graze on is certified organic. All the vitamins and supplements, free monthly health seminars. Orchard Nutrition, when you think about it, locally owned, locally operated, run by Joe and his family and his employees. Many have been there for over 20 years. They provide such a great service for our community. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress River Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the...
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Our parents, grandparents, and loved ones, as they grow older, face many risks. But together, we can make a difference. You can support the Gatekeepers Program, which provides support, care, and protection needed by our elders. Come to the Shining Affair, a fundraiser for Shining Care. Here's your host and Masters of Ceremony, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's right. Save the date, Saturday, February 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino.
Share the love for the Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment to benefit at-risk elders. Remember, bling, sparkle, and shine. Show your love and support for our seniors.
Semi-formal to formal, come dressed in your best bling, sparkle, and shine for a chance to win Best in Bling Awards.
And Carl, I'll see you in the kissing photo booth.
Oh, yeah.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Five Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. The next couple of days, nice and sunny, getting up into the 60s today. It's going to be hitting 70. Weather reports brought to you, of course, by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You can come and call 365-3793. I want to remind everybody about the Fight for Liberty Town Hall, Saturday, February the 15th at Anderson Veterans Hall. Doors are going to open at 3 p.m. and it starts at 4 p.m. Free admission. The speakers there are going to be Mark Baird and Patrick Jones, who is running for the supervisor's position in District 4. Dr. Paul DeNuca will be there also, not one of the main speakers, but will be there to give a few words. It's free admission, like I said. It starts at 4, but doors open at 3 p.m. Anderson Veterans Hall on West Center Street. We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, and he's coming here in his scrubs, and of course, his endoscopy center here in town, and you've seen, I don't know, how many thousands do you see? Gosh, is there any idea? You'd have to go back.
Yeah, but between me and my wife, and we have probably helped take care of 100,000 plus patients, probably.
Yeah.
In our different centers.
In your different centers and all that. Wow. So, and let me just throw this in. And you do in public service announcements and all this, that a colonoscopy, a colon cancer, is one of the three cancers that, if found early, can be cured. And a colonoscopy is the only true way to find out if there's a problem. When you think about it, that, cancer deaths are dropping. But part of the reason is we have the ability to detect better.
Well, it's time to do Sacramento's colonoscopy now.
Well, I'm glad you put it that way. And, and I was just thinking is that I've had my colonoscopy from Dr. DeNuca. I've never had any pain. Yet, for some reason, when I have my colonoscopy from Sacramento, it hurts a lot. So perhaps it's time to go up there. And you know what? You might even, if you do that on just the kind of the body politic down there, you can find out when you're checking that, is their head in there? So, anyway, I'm sorry.
The major crisis we have right now is homelessness. We've got to fix that. Golden State has become a homeless state right now on the watch of, frankly, both the political party
establishments. Both the political parties, yes.
And we need to bring the building costs down by reducing the over-regulations. We need to bring more money back from Sacramento to our local county. You know, state had $21 billion, B as in billion dollar budget surplus. How much of this has we seen in back in our county? Where is that? Why are we doing that there? Our own share in Shasta County would be $100 million or so. Let's get some of it back.
How would you do on the homelessness? Because, you know, right now we're facing Measure A, where it's, you know, to build a jail, which helps to get people, you know, that are committing crimes. But also, since most of this is drug, once you get them into into the facility, you can start then with the treatments. It's just kind of if you want to.
There are three things we require for homelessness solution. Number one, reduce the regulations which increase the building cost, whether zoning or building regulations. And local control needs to control that rather than the Sacramento. Number two, bringing more resources back from the state to the local counties. Number three, residential treatment facilities for substance dependence and alcohol dependence and mental health illnesses. All three have to play a role. We were not like this 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So this is not a rocket science. What I'm proposing is, it's not a rocket science. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it simple. And local control, reduce the regulations, reduce the cost of housing, mental health facilities and substance dependence facilities for treatment, which are residential facilities, and bring the resources back, we'll have the problem solved. But I also want to talk about a little bit about lack of healthcare access in our area. We need to have more doctors training and residency training in our area. I'm a UC Davis faculty, as voluntary faculty there. I've been talking with them to bring more residency and medical student rotation in our area so we can have doctors in our area, nurses, more health tech workers. I want our true north to become a hub of education, both for trade, both for vocational training as well as professional training, and that will kickstart our economy along with reducing the regulation. So that's something which I want to really focus on. And once we do that, then we will have less of problem of homelessness as well.
We're seeing band-aids, like tiny houses and all this. Yep. It's going to take a big movement. And, it's one thing to reduce all the, which I think we need to do, reduce the fees and all the permitting fees and all the things that go along with it need to be reduced so that we can have more housing. We can have it faster. Because right now, you look at that, even though we're the sixth largest economy in the world, we've got over half the homeless in the United States, or 47% of the homeless in the United States is here in California. And we have the highest, the highest taxes, and the cost of housing is so high right now that it's forcing people with $100,000 a year income to move to another area just to find a house.
Our cost of housing construction is double of other states, and our gas is double of other states. That's our biggest problem. But the reason we are not solving that is because we are, number one, we're fighting too much. Number two, establishment people. Number three, our representatives are really not in touch. You know, there's a headline I can read from the newspaper that they did not respond to any of our invitations. Dallas skipped to Reading Election Forum. And there's a statement that from somebody that, it seems like hubris and it's disrespectful to the voters, according to a man in the street, George Mangus. So you had invited them for debate.
I invited them last week. I still haven't heard about having a debate here. It's not going to be an extravagant debate. It'd be an hour, and with all three candidates in here to be able to talk, be able to give their positions and then ask some questions about how each one would handle it. And I have not heard back from the Daly campaign.
So what I'm trying to do here is, number one, simple. Let's not fight. Let's unite beyond the partisan lines. Second, focus on the local problems. I have the experience and the leadership and freedom from any special interest with no strings attached to bring that to our community. This is my home. This is my place. I love this place, and we will make this happen. We don't want anyone else to dictate to us how to live in the area. and we will achieve that together.
Okay, now how do people get a hold of the Dr. Paul Dhanuka campaign?
The best thing is to go to my website, Dhanuka, dhanuka2020.com. That's again, dhanuka2020.com or my Facebook page. Or you can call my office, which is at 243-8667-1825 Sonoma Street. That's my medical office. And you can also
pick up signs there.
Pick up signs there, too.
Somebody called earlier, so you pick up signs
1825 Sonoma Street, 243-8667 is the phone number.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Dhanuka.
Thank you, Pat.
You're heading back to the clinic right now.
Yes, I'll do something.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow's Friday, and we have scheduled with us Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and his office said he wants to be here, but he may have to change flights because of things that are going on. I can't wait just to hear about two things, State of the Union and the impeachment, what he thinks about that. Or the effect that the acquittal of President Trump over these charges. So, everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.